Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftover Podcast. I'm Uggster.
Dad Cookies.
Kate Arsenal.
Matt Man.
And that was weird.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and talk about the topic of the day, the Disney-Sony split. And a lot of people are getting the facts pretty wrong about it. Like, for instance, everyone's blaming Sony because they're not wanting to keep working with Disney. But that's not what's going on. Disney doesn't want to work with Sony because Sony refuses to give up the property rights. Which is essentially what Disney's trying to do, is slowly force them into just giving them the property rights.
Giving them everything for Spider-Man.
So, are you saying they're being bullies?
Basically.
What?
Disney that's anti-bullying? Is bullying people?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's just crazy talk, Jerz.
Just wait until the kids hear about this.
Oh, no.
But yeah, no. So everyone's playing with Sony, throwing fits and stuff. Which, stop, you're being toxic. But anyways,
I mean, it
wouldn't
be
fandom if they weren't toxic.
So basically, Disney right now has, like, gets 5% of the initial profits of one of the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
But they also get merchandising rights and the profits from that. And then Sony pays for the movies we made and gets all the payback from those movies being made. Disney's trying to switch the deal up to where they get 50-50. Yes, Disney will be putting out 50% of the expenses, but they'll also be reaping 50% of the reward, and that's just not a smart move for Sony.
You know, I don't know. I think if they did such a thing, they'd probably be able to use that funding for other bigger projects.
Yeah, but with Spider-Man being back with Sony, we have chances.
Yeah, we have chances of
seeing Spider-Man and Venom.
Right?
Yeah, but I mean, going on with the funding shit, it's like, you know, like, they're not Disney levels. They're not, you know, owning everything. But
yeah.
Sony's not poor.
No, they're not.
They're doing...
Sony's not Warner Brothers, apparently.
What's that?
Essentially what I've heard about them. Shit's going south for them real quick. But anyways...
Oh. They do have this very famous console out and all. Yeah.
So, I mean... Also, it's like... Feige's not really going to be part of Spider-Man anyways anymore, which he was a big part of what led Spider-Man through the MCU being the way he is. So it just doesn't really see like... Yeah.
That kind of tells me that Sony doesn't have faith in their friggin' home... writers and producers to keep up the same tone and whatnot as what they were getting from Feige. Well,
yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, like, it's even
on,
if...
Come on, look at the last 5 Spider-Man movies Sony did.
Yes.
That was, like, without anybody's else's creative hand to hold.
I know, right?
They just kind of shit on us and be like, Spider-Man!
Spider-Turd.
Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
They shit in suits and gave it to us. That's what they did.
But, yeah, I don't know.
It's just, I don't know.
Also, can we talk about Stan Lee's daughter coming out in like, talking about how nobody had no one treated my father worse than Marvel and Disney's executives. I'm sorry. J.C. Lee, like, love your father. I do. But you were also one of the people that was saying that his attorney or whatever, the person that was literally abusing him, never did anything wrong to him. When it's been proven that he did several things wrong to him. So maybe you're not the best judgment on who was treating your dad a certain way. I don't know. Like, I love your dad. Okay, love him. You don't really seem to understand what's going on with him at the time. So I don't know if I should trust you on this.
Well, what's shitty is there's so much shit talk after he's gone.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Why? Where the hell was all the shit talk when he was around?
I mean, at the same time, he also wasn't talking shit about his attorney either, so...
Yeah.
That was definitely under wraps, though.
But...
Yeah. No, it's just...
Yeah. It was just a lot of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Because he would have waggled his mighty goddamn finger at everybody. I think this would have felt worse to me than any spanking I ever got as a child from Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I got a disappointing finger wag from Stan Lee, I'd 100% be reassessing my life decisions.
Indeed.
If I had a tail, I'd be tucking it between my legs and I'd be scuttling off.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
But basically, anything
I'm
I've seen...
in the corner.
Right?
I'm gonna, in shame.
Basically, anything I've seen of this Disney, Sony...
Stuff
going on. None of it's accurate to what's really going on.
Yeah.
Everyone's just kind of going off to see their pants being like, well, Sony's never been good at making... That's not wrong. Sony hasn't been good at making Spider-Man movies. But that doesn't mean they're at fault for what's going on there on this whole thing. I'm one of the first people to try and get Sony to give up Marvel rights. But...
Yeah.
I gotta be with them on this one, at least from a business standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's either you give everything or you give nothing.
So the question is, okay, even if they put for 50% and got back 50%, would they be getting 50% of merchandising? Or is...
Oh, absolutely not. You can't be Disney giving up merchandising rights? No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Would it be like 50-50?
They learned that respect from Lucasfilms.
Yeah. Understandably, you know. if they're going to shit on us on a Spider-Man game, look what they might give us for children's toys.
I'm just thinking of Marvel. I'm just thinking of Jesse said there. It's like, yeah, I know, sure thing, George Lucas. You can have the merchandising rights.
Excellent. Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, Fox was not very smart with that.
No.
Then again, Hasbro now, but Kenner then, back in the 70s, they fucked up their deal with Lucasfilm for the Star Wars license.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they were putting out Star Wars merchandise every year, you know, whatever, you know, contract years specified or whatever, they only had to give Lucasfilm a nickel. For everything that was sold. Well, shortly after, you know, a couple of years after Return of the Jedi, and the Ewok movie stopped, and the droids cartoon stopped, and the Ewok cartoon stopped, you know.
Yeah, everything.
Stopped being, you know, any kind of visual Star Wars programming. Eventually, they stopped making toys.
Yeah.
Then the contract ran out, because they didn't make anything after a certain time, that ended the contract. Then word came out that, you know, Lucas was working on episode one.
Mm.
And they were going to do the special editions as, you know, kind of a teaser for episode
one. I got to imagine George Lucas was sitting there
Hasbro
waiting for
started
that.
Kenner started flipping the fuck out. And we're like, shit, we let our contract expire. We need to get back in there because, you know, this shit made us bank before. It's going to make us bank now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they have to pay a lot more for that license.
Oh, I'm sure.
I got to imagine George Lucas had already had this all planned out in his head years ago.
Probably.
And he was waiting for things to become more advanced in cinematography. Sure, absolutely.
Horseshit.
But, honestly, he was just waiting for that merchandising thing to go down so they could make a bigger, better deal.
Well, as far as, doing story
not
and
making
that,
enough with
I'm
a nickel.
I'm pretty sure he was making, you know, I don't believe him when he says, oh, yeah, I've got this whole backstory all mapped out and everything, da-da-da-da-da. This was when I was like, really? And why did you have Leia kiss Luke?
Yeah, that's not much to...
Really?
Yeah.
There's so much shit that, like, what? What?
Also, with the whole part in there, whenever she knew or didn't know or something.
Yeah. And then also, how could she know? You know
she felt like she knew?
You know, she was the second born. Padme died just like minutes after popping her out of her JJ.
Yeah, she remembered.
But yet she remembers her mom being very sad and seeing her around and whatnot. It's like, what?
What?
What? It's like, dude, you're not even paying attention to your own shit that you put out, you know. 20 years ago.
Nope.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Plot holes, man. Plot holes.
But, you know, I mean...
Honestly, I think the prequels would have turned out a lot better if Lucas wasn't directing all three of them.
Yeah. So Disney learned their mistake from letting Lucasfilm have the merchandising rights. Anyways, moving on.
Did they still let... Does George still have...
I'm pretty sure.
Merchandising rights?
Not one moment.
Because I know, you know, when he went to Fox, he wanted... You know, he got the merchandising rights.
That's from 2018. Jeez, there we go.
Yeah, but
so May 4th, 2019, George Lucas is a very rich man, and blah blah blah.
Okay, keep going.
1973.
Yeah, it's given his history. What about we want now?
Brilliant decision. Thanks to the success of American Graffiti.
Yeah, but still, that's back then.
Can you fuck off with your bullshit? Thank you. Sorry, the website was being dumb.
And your mouse.
My mouse was being fine. There's the website. But the real money for George
Lucas. Okay, back 2012.
Disney paid George Lucas $4 billion to purchase the entire franchise outright. Without retaining these rights, Lucas would have done very well, but his earnings would have been a tiny fraction of what they became.
But it doesn't say he still has the merchandising rights.
Great. Thank you so much, Internet, for your help.
Scroll back up. Check that one.
Actually, when selling Star Wars franchise, he sold it for $4 billion, two of which were paid in money, and the other two were paid in... I swear...
Disney stocks.
That was on you, not the website.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
The website booted in.
Yeah, your computer just sucks.
Anyways, meaning the more money Disney makes, the more money he also gets as a shareholder. So considering Star Wars is now Disney, then obviously the better it does, the more money George Lucas also makes. While the worse it does, you get the picture. But Lucas no longer has any more rights over the franchise per se. He can't simply say how a movie will be done, nor does he want to.
Doesn't.
Yeah, but it's still not telling us if he has... Keep going, see... It's... Seriously?
Yeah, no one's going to answer that question.
No one's answering the actual question with regards to merchandising rights.
Yeah.
You guys got balls. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
Anyway. You know what? No, I'm done with this. Anyway, going back with a not-so-easy transition, the Hulk just brought down a major Fantastic Four villain.
Oh, my.
So he brought down the Puppet Master, it looks like, given by what the website's saying. Philip Masters, the Puppet Master, first appeared in Stan Lee and Jack Kirby's Fantastic Four, number 8, making him one of the team's oldest villains. Using radioactive clay, the Puppet Master can control the action of anyone he carves a small statue of. The stepfather of Ben Grimm's long-suffering love interest, Alicia Masters, Puppet Master cares deeply for the young blind sculptor. However, this extends to a hatred of anyone who would try to steal her away from him. Notably, the Fantastic Four's Thing, he started the Thing multiple times, but his anger intensified when Alicia married Ben. Puppet Master's plan wasn't the best. The issue of flaws reveal the new Hulk worked his way through the raft to make his way to the Puppet Master. There, Hulk shows the pleading villain why he shouldn't mess with this version of him, although Puppet Master indicates Hulk didn't mind the chance to throw down the Thing, which is why he was able to control him in the first place. The Green Giant makes an example out of the villain. Hulk crushed Puppet Master's hands, however he's not done there, as Hulk proceeds to beat the villain further, which is a pretty horrifying way to get back at him.
Whoa.
So, yeah, alright.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Just basically...
Puppet Master tried to fuck with the Hulk. Hulk didn't like that. Yeah.
Hulk smashed
his hands.
Alright.
I mean, pretty straightforward, doesn't really.
He looks like
the more pressing concern for the Fantastic Four comes from the fallout of Pawn Master's attack and any potential reprisals from the villain. Though he'll probably be out of commission for a while, when he comes back, the knowledge that he brought this on himself might just serve as a wake-up call and cause him to change his villainous ways.
Yeah.
Though he might also want to take an even more extreme revenge against those he feels have wronged him. Well, let's see if Hulk lets him capable of ever moving again.
I very doubt that.
Alright. Also, alright. Moving on from that, because that was pretty straightforward, Avengers Endgame star was shocked to see her cameo in the movie. And that would be,
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow?
No.
Huh?
No, it's, can't remember her name. Yvette Nicole Brown. Was stunned to find out that her character ended up in the final cut. Even more bizarre was the fact that she didn't know the Avengers film for which she had filmed the scene of. Even more bizarre was the fact that she didn't know the Avengers film for which she had filmed a scene.
Really? She didn't know it was...
I feel like it's poorly written.
Because the way because I heard it, they shot.
She thought it was Infinity War.
Infinity Wars and Endgame.
At the same
right
time.
Right after each other.
I just said, well, it was nice. It's thought that counts, and I forgot about it. Because apparently, when she didn't show up on screen in Infinity War, she was disappointed. But then, true. I'm sitting there with a group in my seat, like, this is going to be it. Oh my god. It's an elevator. It's me. I'm just sitting there, biting the inside of my jaw. I was so freaking excited, I can't even tell you. So freaking excited. My friends were too. I kept that secret for 2 years. That NDA was ironclad. I really needed my left foot, so... Non-disclosure agreement was ironclad. I really needed my left foot, so I never told anybody. I didn't even come to the Avengers Endgame premiere. I didn't know I was in it. I could have come.
And who is her character?
She was
in the elevator where...
With...
The Cap and Iron Man are going down.
Yeah.
Well... You know, going down the elevator into the secret shield
installation. Where Cap was. Captain Tony?
All I had to see
Captain
was...
Captain Tony riding the elevator down. And then after they split up, Stark went to go get the Tesseract. And Cap went to go get...
Excuse me. I don't know. Some weird gasping moaning thing going on in the back of my freaking website.
That was creepy. Very weird.
Sorry. I was being weird with some video from... Looks like Arrow, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Since this is next article.
I thought your computer's like, I know what you want to watch.
Anyways.
Move in.
So, yeah. I guess that's as good a transition as any. Yeah. Arrow star Colton Haynes opens up about his battle with alcoholism.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, we're starting off real low. All right. Throwback. I don't want worrying about if I look hot or not on Instagram to be my legacy. I don't want to skirt around the truth to please other people or to gain economic success. I have far more important things to say than what magazine I just shot or what TV show I'm part of, although I'm very thankful I still get to do what I love. I no longer want to project a curated life. I get immense joy when someone comes up to me and says that my willingness to open up about my depression, anxiety, alcoholism, and addiction has helped them in some way. I've struggled the past year with trying to find my voice and where I fit in. And that has been the most beautiful struggle I've ever had to go through. Worrying about what time to post on social media so I can maximize my likes, or being mad at myself that I don't look the same way I did when I was addicted to pills, is a complete waste of why I was put on this earth. Posting these photos to let you all in on my truth. I'm so grateful to be where I am now, a year after these photos were taken, but man, these times were dark. I'm a human being with flaws just like you. If you're in the middle of the dark times, I promise you it doesn't have to last forever. Love y'all. So that was from Colton Haynes, who is arsenaling an arrow.
So he said he still gets to?
Hmm?
He still gets to play?
Well, yeah, he's still doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean...
He's not going to be in season 8.
He already is. Just clued fans in on
he wasn't asked to return.
What the heck? Okay. I could have swore there was already... That makes no sense, but okay, sure. Maybe I'm thinking of season 7, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, alright. Full-time return. Season 7, the actor's marriage was... Yeah, alright. So yeah, it looks like Colton's been going through a lot of rough shit lately, and...
It's not.
I guess it just kind of opened up some old wounds and made him think about stuff. Alright, moving off of that one depressing note, on to something. You know, comicbook.com, could you not start a video as soon as someone opens your website? Anyways.
Well, you could always mute the damn.
I do, but it turns it back on. Because this.
I don't mean mute the video, I mean mute your sound from your computer.
Anyways, DC fans are not happy with Tim Drake's new costume. No, I don't know if you, well, if I can find it. There it is.
What?
Wolverine?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't get the color scheme they were going for. I don't understand why they would want
brown, black, and yellow.
And a little bit of red. Look at that.
That's his pouch.
Are they just going to start calling him the bloody bumblebee?
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know. That's just weird.
That's just not going to.
Really?
I mean, it looks like shit.
It does.
Like,
with corn in it.
It does look like it has corn in it.
And just a little bit of blood.
He might need to get that checked.
He'll probably see a doctor about that.
He might need to.
He better only wear that outfit for one fucking
mission.
Yeah, I don't. Sewers. I don't know about this whole thing.
Alrighty.
I keep staring at this ugly ass costume that continually do my boy Tim Drake dirty. Brown, really? Those yellow lines are so odd. If they changed the brown to red and got rid of most of the yellow, then it'd be more palatable.
Dude.
Alright.
Honestly, with Tim Drake, it should have been like,
it's just black. It's
like, yeah, no, I don't know.
Why? Just, why do they have to keep doing that? Yeah,
thanks, I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with that being said, I guess we'll take our little brief intermission as we usually do and then come back to discuss everything we talked about tonight.
Leave it to DC to find another way to fucking tank something, huh, guys?
Yeah, I don't know if we can have so much shit to talk about on DC with what's going on with Spider-Man right now.
Oh, yeah, before we go anywhere, porcupines.
What?
Yep, porcupines.
And welcome back from the sponsor break. Still not sure what the porcupine thing was, but anyways.
Don't know.
Moving on from that, we'll just go ahead and talk about what we've already talked about tonight.
Just like Mattman said after it was off, that it was the colors of porcupine.
Right? Reminiscent of the original porcupine.
I mean,
I speak goodly tonight.
Porcupine?
Porcupine.
I can't get behind the fact that was your thought process in that.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm very sorry. Shit happens.
But anyways, I feel like it was really lucky happening that Madman knew that.
Anyway, you're entirely how I knew that, honestly.
It was like the flip of
one of those random bubblings up of something that I've read before
somewhere.
True story.
True story, bro.
Yeah. Moving on from all that.
Night
Disney
Monkey.
And Sony.
Night Monkey.
Yeah, Night Monkey.
Apparently, Marvel is
going
to make a new superhero, Night Monkey.
Yeah, we're not stealing somebody's phone. Sorry. Anyways.
I don't know. I paid money to see, Mike Tyson as Spider-Man.
Oh, God, stop.
Mattman, you're the worst.
yes, right.
Stop it, Mattman. I give up. I surrender.
But,
I mean, if Sony does it right, with the money they made,
And that's
with
also,
the money they made.
Also, they keep Tom Holland around.
If they keep Tom Holland around.
Because, honestly, Sony, you're trash at casting.
Yeah, Sony. Well, I'm, Eddie Brock is decent.
I mean, you can recast everybody else, like Aunt May and...
Yeah, everyone
and
else.
Flash Thompson and...
Definitely Flash Thompson.
Pretty much everybody, and also maybe make Michelle and not try and make her MJ like the MCU was doing. And, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
You know, maybe I don't like the Spider-Man movies as much as I thought I do. Maybe it's just Spider-Man and then that I like.
Maybe it's just the Spider-Man. Maybe it's just...
I forgive the trilogy animation 1 and 2 on Blu-ray for free. You're like, nah. I'm good.
Now that I have Tom Holland and Spider-Man, none of the others compare. He's quirky and nerdy
maybe,
to Peter, but he's
maybe
also...
it's not Spider-Man. Maybe it's just Tom Holland here.
No,
crushing over.
He's a fantastic shit-talker of Spider-Man.
Yes, he is.
Oh, man.
He's very good at the quip.
He is. Very. And if only they brought in Deadpool. But.
Well, it's kind of funny. Ryan Reynolds, somebody was like, so, could we still see maybe a Deadpool Spidey crossover? And it's like, yes, but only in my heart.
Sony.
Ouch.
Why did they have to do that?
Yeah, I don't say it. I don't think it was Sony's fault.
No, it's not.
Disney. Y'all greedy.
Disney doesn't want to play fair.
Like I said, I can totally see Disney being like, how much you want, Sony? For your whole company.
Yeah.
just so they can have the rights to Spider-Man.
Just go up to that
one. It'll take a bit longer than that, though. Because they're going to need to make sure that Sony has no other option. And right now... Sony still makes bank, so...
Yeah. I don't know. If you go to that one person with that special number...
Yeah, buddy.
Maybe.
But
mountains can be...
Everybody's got a price. You just gotta find it.
That's right. And seeing as which, Disney pretty much owns all the money in the world.
But yeah.
Hand over a blank check and be like, tell me what you want.
Write it out. They just send it back with Spider-Man on it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Season 2, episode 5.
Yeah. Anyways, also speaking of the MCU, I want to get your guys' thoughts on the worthiness of Captain America and when he was worthy.
I think he was worthy even before he became Captain America. Even when he was just Steve Rogers from the Bronx. I really do.
No, I think he became worthy when he sacrificed himself and put him in the ice.
He was always willing to stand up for the little guy.
Well, before he managed to weasel his way into
getting
into the army to for the super soldier program.
He was always willing to stand up.
Because of a specific scene whenever he did join the army. The grenade.
Yeah.
The live grenade that
he was going to kill himself just to save
everyone else. Because that's the kind of person he was.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, he,
there's the Necro.
Didn't like bullies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He
had humility.
I'm still going to stand by my thoughts that he willingly set Mjolnir back down.
I have a counter argument now, actually. I think the hammer knew he was worthy. I think Steve didn't believe he was worthy. So
at that moment.
They allowed it to nudge because the hammer was like, yeah, you're worthy. Wait, you don't see yourself? No, can't do it. I feel like
At that moment, he didn't feel worthy.
The reason why he didn't feel worthy was because he was still hiding the fact that Bucky killed Tony's family.
Yeah, he was holding that
did
moment.
Did he know at that point, though?
Yes, he knew since the Winter Soldier.
And that was Age of Ultron.
Are we sure he knew during Winter Soldier?
Yes.
He knew by the end of Winter Soldier.
Yes, there was a video.
That's why Civil War.
Tony asked Steve if he knew, and Steve tells him, yeah.
Well, yeah, you may have known, but when did he know? That's the thing.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Are you when do we...
I don't... I'm gonna, I don't
he, watch Winter Soldier told Captain, he told Iron Man he knows.
Winter Soldier.
In Civil War, yeah.
Civil War. But
he can't remember the exact scene, whatever. I can't remember the exact scene that happened, but...
Wow.
He saw it in Winter Soldier.
I think he saw it in...
And then he found
out... Classified.
Because it... He knew it was Bucky. He knew it was...
I think it was when he went to go see Zola. Or the computer.
Zola?
Yeah, the...
And that
super computer.
The SHIELD installation that they went to in the 70s to go get the PIM particles in the Tesseract. Bucky?
Russian.
Bucky.
In Russia.
And Captain America, Winter Soldier, Captain Romanoff came into a facility where Dr. Zola's consciousness had been uploaded into a computer. Even if Zola is dead, the computer is like, so would you calm down there, DC?
I just...
Zola revealed how Hydra scientists has been recruited to SHIELD. Anyone who is a threat to Hydra was killed. Howard Stark could be a threat to Hydra, so he was murdered. But what the rest of the world knew was Howard died in a car accident.
And the funny thing is, he didn't look like that at the time that he died.
Mm-hmm.
No. However...
However, Captain and Tony knew Bucky murdered Tony's parents after only after Zemo showed them the CCTV footage. That's not true, though. We know Captain knew before that. At the very least, we knew Captain knew before that. Tony's parents were injured in a car accident, but not dead. Bucky strangled Tony's parents to death. Hydra made... Tony's parents died in a car. In Captain America Civil War, Tony asked if he knew the case.
He wasn't aware if Bucky had murdered them.
Because he
suspected Hydra was, pretty much knew Hydra was behind it, but he didn't know that it was Bucky specifically.
But there was also, he knew the Winter Soldier did it.
Because never heard of the Winter Soldier before.
Well, there was a picture of him in the little, with a sniper in the pictures.
Came into play and there was
when he was saying people needed to be taken care of, they needed to be in an accident, they showed the Winter Soldier.
That would be confirmed either by the file he was given on the Winter Soldier or Big Bucky himself during Civil War. Yeah.
It's
I could swear there was something about. See, that's not true, though. But, okay. Anyways, moving on from that. I feel like Steve knew more about what happened to Tony's parents than
he knew it wasn't an accident.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that kind of lie was still on his conscience because, as we've said before, Steve is a good guy. Yeah. And something that big. He'd want to tell Tony.
Yeah.
But.
But without 100% proof of anything.
So I feel like, I don't know.
I think he knew it was the Winter Soldier, but then didn't know it was Bucky until.
Well, the thing is, Hydra's got how many agents?
Yeah.
So many. Mm-hmm. Hell Hydra.
Hell Hydra.
Of course you would, DC.
Are we going to have to bring up some large rodents right now to shut you up?
Hey, I already promised I wouldn't bring them up.
Anyways.
I want to roll
DC and rodents out of podcasts immediately.
Just one? That's it? That sucks.
Damn.
It's all right. Four.
you're the spy, man.
I'm the rat.
He's a detective, damn it. He's
I'm
not
the
a
rat.
Spy.
I'm the rat. He's a detective.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know.
Commissioner Jordan.
I feel like there had to be more because.
More like a detective beef.
Yeah, it's.
It could have been, like what you're thinking, or it could have been.
That he just chose not to look.
Chose not to look, look it all the way.
But how did he know at that moment?
Because it moved at all?
No, I'm talking about at
in Endgame when he...
Because he already knew that he could lift it.
Okay, but okay.
His conscience was completely clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was, you know...
But even if he didn't know, I feel like it was a last-ditch effort anyways, so he just...
Might as well try.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of times, whenever I fucking decide I want to watch Endgame, I'll fast-forward to that part just before...
So great.
I'll fast-forward to after Thanos has arrived from the past and start blowing the shit out of the complex.
that scene...
And then wait for it, like, bam, and after that... that in-flight has my attention. Has 100% my attention all the way to the end of the fight.
Oh, yep.
Always.
Every time.
Avengers assemble.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you didn't ask the wife. I'm like, yes! In the in the theater. I forgot that it came out on Blu-ray this week. Unfortunately, we didn't have the financials to pick it up this week.
Oh, man. It's kind of for one of the images of him actually in the movie with the lightning around him, but...
No...
I suppose that's a good enough image to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that Google sucks now. But you know, there's that moment where he's sitting there, and it's like Thanos is beating the hell out of Thor, and just wham, and it just cuts to Steve.
Oh yes. Yeah. And after we see it fly back. Yeah, they look over and Thor's like,
I knew it! You were not as excited in that moment as you are now. You're just happy because he saved your ass.
I knew you could save me!
No, you get the little one. You need that one.
Rude. So rude. It's like, he had gone so long trying to, like, get back. He was so upset because he lost Mjolnir. And then he was still worthy, and it's just like, but this one's bigger.
I've read there was a question that someone said, how did they get Mjolnir back? Well, yeah, someone said Captain America took Mjolnir back to the past. So what did he do with it? I'm like,
he took it back to the moment when
he put it back in time.
All he had to do was just set it down somewhere in fucking Asgard.
It's not like Thor was paying too close attention to where he left that thing.
Yeah, because all he's got to do is hold out his hand
somewhere. It's coming back to him no matter what.
It's coming somewhere.
Come on, hello. Sometimes it takes a second.
If you think about it, he's probably one of the most dimmest gods. Because no matter where that's coming from, it's got to break through fucking something.
Right?
Somebody's got to fucking fix that.
I got to feel bad for anybody that got cut in the path. That's right? Not what would have happened. It would have been like... You're connected with someone's skull and their head's explode.
Or the handle would have went right through you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You're not surviving if something hits you.
He's not thinking about what he's doing when he's
I'm also just going to remember that moment. Just like somebody sitting there just like watering their garden or something and just
bink.
What is that noise?
Turn around to that moment just into...
Yeah. That's just a horrible...
Impale their face.
Can you take a god to court for wrongful death?
I think you should be able to. I really do.
You know, if it was any other god except for the one that King literally David threw a hammer...
keep God out of courts.
Yeah.
I don't know. With Mjolnir, I think I wouldn't want to take him to court. It's just like... There was another hammer accident.
With Stormbreaker in his hand.
Oh, God. That's even worse.
Just like, sitting on the podium, just like...
Thor throws his hammer, he's serving justice. I throw a hammer, I'm asked to leave Home Depot.
Guilty.
Because I have anger issues.
Okay, that's even worse for his people, because to go to Valhalla, you have to die in battle. So if, like, some gardener was just there and splat, he's just going to be of non-existence.
You know what? I think they'd let it
pass.
You die at Thor's hand. It's
that's battle. It's battle.
Here's some beers, a chick with some nice tits. You're going to be good.
Sorry, it wasn't your time. Thor, he was being lazy.
He killed you, so... Here, have your own palace.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got in his way, so...
But this... Cap holding Mjolnir is just... I was so excited to see that in theaters. That was so amazing.
I was excited for those words.
I was going to be extremely pissed off if they didn't fucking have somebody.
Something.
Avengers Assemble.
Say something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they cock-teased this at the end of Age of Ultron.
Right? And didn't bring it back around for quite a gap.
I mean, I've been waiting for that phrase.
Oh, I
knew. First one in 2012.
Right?
I knew it was going to come up in Endgame. It had to. There was no other option.
I really expected to hear it in the first one.
They were trying to avoid going that route. They didn't want to be campy.
And then,
so they wanted to save it for something really special.
And then we had the most saddest scene ever.
Right. Well, before we get to the sad part, I mean...
From your left.
Huh?
On your left.
Oh!
But yeah, no. That whole scene was just great, because I knew that would be the moment, if any, that he said it.
Yeah.
That was just the best moment for it to happen. He's just...
Everyone.
It's and like, all at once.
It made sitting through 3 hours of, you know, plot devices, made it so much worth it for that big final moment.
I just gotta say that...
Boom! Cap catches me on there. Boom! Avengers Assemble.
We went from X-Men trilogy, you know, great start, horrible ending, and now to the Marvel cinematic. Mm-hmm. What we got is just amazing.
Boom! Captain Marvel flirts with the teenage kid Peter Parker is a little creepy. And then, And then, boom, I am Iron Man. Yes. Where we open, where we end where it started.
Yep.
So Iron Man gave the MCU life, and now he took
his death.
And he gave it for it.
Well, right there, Cap holding Mjolnir shows that, you know, what was special about him didn't come out of a bottle.
Yep.
That's right.
And then
Iron Man showed that, you know, he's the kind of guy that would sacrifice himself for the play.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all knew way ahead of time that it wasn't just what was in the bottle.
Yeah.
We knew.
He was born with it.
Oh, yeah.
That maybe kid. It was Maybelline.
It wasn't Maybelline.
Yeah.
We know that is fine. Fact.
He did not put the lotion on the skin.
No. Yeah, maybe he did. Just... Maybe it was just somebody else's skin. Who knows?
But did he get the hose again?
Twice.
All right. We might be bringing back the pun board again soon. No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Or... Yeah.
This far into it, I think it's time to bring back the punish board.
No. Nope.
But we can, I mean, we don't have to do bad punishments. But I definitely don't want to do that.
We can't come up with any good punishments.
You know what? We're going to leave it up to our fans. Hey, guys. Drop us a message and see if you really want to see the punishment board again.
Fans? Hey, fam.
People listen to us.
Like one or two people.
Still.
Let's not go overboard and...
Why you gotta be so negative? They're still our fans, right? They listen, right? They're our fans.
They like
us. You still listen, right?
See, even he doesn't listen to us anymore.
We make this shit, we don't really listen to it. Jeez.
Alright. Alright, we're just kind of...
Well, I'm still subscribed to that way, so it still shows up as a download and a listen.
Me
too. It
shows
up as a play. Whether I actually listen to it or not is another story.
Anyway,
if I want to remember, if there was something that we talked about that I'm like, wait, did this somebody say this? Did somebody? So I'll listen to it again. It's like, okay, no, nobody did say that. Okay, or I'll be like, wait a minute, I need to take action to correct that.
All right, my man's just rambling
now.
Yep. All right, we're gonna call it a night then.
Night.
Yep.
Right,
have a marvelous night. God, I'm gonna kill myself.
Spider-Man. Have a good night.
Night.